Episode 35, 4 questions to help you build a purpose-driven career. My name is Dan Mason. In 2012, I was overweight, getting divorced, battling depression, and feeling trapped in a career where I was successful, but bored and unfulfilled. And it's actually the greatest gift I've ever been given. I used my pain as a springboard to discover my life's purpose. Now, I want to share the same tools and strategies which helped transform my life with you, so you can live life amplified. Howard Thurman once said, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it." Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. There is something in every one of you that waits and listens for the sound of genuine in yourself. I love that quote for so many reasons. Number one, just the simple idea of doing what makes you come alive. Most of us, if you look at the statistics and certainly my experiential evidence of working with people in 13 countries, we are on the exact opposite end of the spectrum. We are like the walking dead. Every day, waking up, feeling uninspired, unfulfilled, going through the motions just to get the paycheck, trying to do the bare minimum, or in some cases, going above and beyond, putting in like 55 hours a week at a job that only pays you 40 so that you're totally depleted and emotionally dead when you come home to your family. That's the first part of the quote. The second part I love is this idea that we're all waiting and listening for the sound of genuine in ourselves. Do you feel like a paid liar in the job that you're currently in? I know that was a big thing for me, is going to work every day and feeling like I no longer had a voice. That if I did try to speak up for things that I believed in or the things that felt right to me, I was immediately swatted down. I would always hear, "Well, that's not how we do things at this company." And to some degree, also this other component of feeling like I had to change who I was to fit into the corporate structure. I remember the day my boss set me down after a few months at this last corporate job I had in Florida, and he's like, "You know, Dan, I don't want to tell you that you can't be yourself here in this company, but..." And the minute I heard the "but," I was like, "Oh God, he's going to tell me I can't be myself." So, you know, what they really wanted was somebody in that position in my office who was going to be a "hey buddy." You know who that is. You got those people in your office, you walk down the hallway and they give you the finger guns. They'd be like, "Hey buddy, how are you?" And it's just so fake and smarmy because they don't really want to know how you are. In fact, if you open up and try to share that, they're not really interested. What they mean is, "What are you doing to make some more money for the bottom line today?" So if that is you, if you are waking up in the morning, hitting the snooze button 6 times because you're dreading the day ahead, if there's a little voice in the back of your mind that is telling you there is something more out there for you, even though you've been stuck on the corporate hamster wheel so long, you can't actually imagine what that looks like, this is the episode for you. I want to walk you through 4 simple questions to help you find clarity on creating your next right move and creating a purpose-driven career. Because a lot of us make the mistake of just jumping from job to job, moving from city to city, thinking that a change in scenery is what's going to make us happy. I don't know how many times as a coach, when people reach out to me for a consultation, that they will tell me, "Well, Dan, I don't really know what I want to do, but I'm thinking about getting into real estate." Like, literally, I would say 40% of the calls I do, people have no idea where they want to go, but this idea of real estate seems appealing. And I'll ask them, "Well, do you really love the housing market? Do you love real estate?" "No, not really. I just did this call yesterday with a very sweet lady who's signing up to work with me, and that's where she started. This idea of, I think I'll become a real estate agent. No passion for the business, but on the surface, it seems like there's some freedom over your schedule. You're not chained to a desk all day. You can get out. You can meet people. You can try to help people." And by the way, I have no problem with real estate agents. I've had some wonderful ones over the years who've helped put me in beautiful homes that I loved. So this isn't a knock on real estate, but it's just more of an observation that sometimes we don't really know what it is we're going for. So we can leave a soul-sucking career but go into something that really isn't aligned with our purpose and find ourselves back at square one after about 6 months. maybe less. So I want to give you some questions today that will help you begin to find clarity. This is the starting point of your journey of how do you build a purposeful career. Plus, we're also going to talk about the things that will get in the way and keep you from taking what you learned today and bringing it to life. So my friend, if you are part of the 84% of people globally who are disengaged at work, this is your episode. We're talking about purpose-driven careers on Life Amplified. Question number one seems obvious on the surface, and you would be amazed how hard it is for people to really give me an answer on this. So going back to the Howard Thurman quote, question number one is simply, what do you love to do? What is it that makes you come alive? And so often when I ask this, people will just answer and tell me the things that they're good at or the skills that they have in their current job. Well, Dan, I'm great at organization. I'm great at crunching numbers, and I make a mean Excel spreadsheet. Yeah, that's all great. Does sitting in front of an Excel spreadsheet really bring you joy? Does it light you up at a soul level, though? You see, a lot of times we get confused. We think the conversation about finding a purpose-driven career is all about what fits our skill set. So the thing with skills is you're good at them, but they don't always make you happy. When you think about it, your skill set is just simply the things you've rehearsed over time, the skills that you've had to acquire in your current job. You've done it with so much repetition that now you can deliver results at a near perfect rate, but skills might not light you up. What we really want to tap into here is what are your gifts, because the gifts are the things that come easily, freely, and naturally to you. And your gifts tap you into the part of you that feel most joyful when you're performing it. So some questions to consider are, what are the things that I was really good at as a child? What did I love to do when I was a kid? And the companion piece to that is that those are usually the same things you were told growing up. Well, you can't make a living doing that. But we want to tap into what are our natural things that were given to us by our Creator that bring us joy when we were doing it. Another question you want to consider is, what would you do if you won Powerball? There are so many people out there waiting to live their purpose when they have financial abundance. Well, if I just win the lottery, then I'd quit my job. But that's such a disempowering thought. You are taking the power out of your hands. If you're waiting for something outside of yourself to happen before you make a move, you have given all your power away to create the transformation that you want. And by the way, if your answer to this Powerball question is, well, I would just sit on the beach in Fiji, Dan. I'd give me one of those cool hotel rooms where I can see the fish swimming underneath my feet. That will be fine and good for a few months, but eventually you'll find yourself back to square one and feeling unhappy. Even with $500 million in the bank, what was that Mega Millions jackpot that somebody just won in California? Even with all that money, you still have to have something that you're moving toward. Trust me, there are plenty of unhappy millionaires. Billionaires, in fact. Kate Spade, I think, what did she sell her company for? Was it $200 million? And yet she could never find peace, even with the money. So we want to know, what are the things that we would be moving toward? And there's some other questions that are going to help you get clear on that today. But what do you love to do? What are the things that you're good at? That is the first question to help you build a purpose-driven career. The second thing that you want to consider are, what are the activities that you do that you just get lost in? What are the things that put you in what we call a flow state? A flow state is when things feel effortless and time goes by and literally 4 hours of work could go by and feel like 20 minutes. What are those activities that you could get lost in? And there's actually an opposite end to flow state. I've had the privilege of working with a couple world champion athletes and coach them. And what they tell me is, when they're in that competitive situation, when there's only a few seconds left on the clock or they're going downhill in a ski event, they tell me a few seconds will go by but feel like minutes, because it's like time slows down, where you are just locked in on the task at hand and there are no distractions and you can completely focus on what you love doing. For me, content creation. Creating this podcast is an activity where, you know, I can sit down in front of my laptop and my computer and I can sit here and roll out like an hour's worth of content and it'll feel like 10 minutes once I'm in the zone. Thank God I have a good editor, though. Shout out to producer Matt, because he takes all my ramblings and cuts it down into concise, bite-sized episodes so you don't actually have to listen to me for an hour. When I'm coaching clients, there was one time earlier this week where we had a session that went 20 minutes over the time because I was so dialed in and we were working through a specific trauma and a specific issue that was going to help my client break through. And I looked up at the clock. I was like, oh my God, you just got an extra 20 minutes free. By the way, if you ever reach out to work with me, know that that's not the usual. You don't get 20 bonus minutes in every single session. But the idea here is, what is the work that you can get lost in? And there's a great book on flow state, and I'm going to screw this guy's name up because it is the most unpronounceable thing ever. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi? I think that's how you say it. The book is called Flow. He wrote this. He's a positive psychologist. He wrote the book in 1990 after studying tons of high performers, and he really got down to what are the eight elements of a flow state, and also tells you how you can get yourself into a flow state. So that is question number two to help you build a purpose-driven career. Question number three, what are the problems you see in the world that inspire you to take action? Because yes, when we're living in our purpose, we want to be connected to ourselves and our gifts. We want to be connected to the things that help us come alive, but we've got to be able to use that to be in service of others. We're here to solve the problems that we see in the world. And somebody right now listening to this is going, oh, well, Dan, who am I to solve the problems in the world? You know, I don't know enough about immigration policy to go out and protest the Trump administration. You know, solving the problems you see in the world don't just have to be political activism. If that is where your heart is and that's what you really feel moved to do, God bless you. But have you ever watched Shark Tank? I mean, it's pretty much just a series of people who make millions of dollars because they solve problems that people didn't even know they had. You best believe I bought the seat gap filler, you know, because I was always the guy that would drop pins or change or occasionally French fries down in between the seat and the console of my car. That was a great invention that somebody came up with, something to catch everything so you don't end up dropping valuable possessions and having to get down there to dig to pull them out. Also, one of my other favorite Shark Tank products. Not that I ever used it because I don't wear a lot of wool sweaters, but did you see the product where somebody came up with a liquid, a spray that you put on clothes that shrunk in the dryer and it unshrinks the clothes? I was blown away when I saw that on Shark Tank, and that product has made so much money. The Squatty Potty, helping people poop easier. There are so many problems in the world. And yes, it can go from, you know, the mundane about dropping things in your car to helping solve world hunger. You know, we've interviewed people like Scott Harrison on this show who are out doing what he can to bring clean drinking water to people. But what are the problems that inspire you to take action? Get clear on that, because here's the thing. If you want to make a lot of money, solve problems. If you want to make $1 million, solve a $1 million problem for people. Simple in theory, not always easy in practice, but these are some questions to get you moving in the right direction. And question number four, to help you build a purpose-driven career, what are the traumas or tragedies in your life that you have overcome or you're in the process of overcoming that you can help other people avoid? Our journey here in life is incomplete until we take the lessons that we've learned and we've used it in service of other people. For me, one of the big traumas I've overcome is, how do you escape a corporate job that you're not fulfilled by? That was a big thing for me, and now I see it with so many other people who are just tired, depleted, they're overwhelmed, they're stressed, and it's not just the physical and emotional toll it's taking on themselves, it's affecting people's families, because they come home, they don't have the presence of mind to really show up as a mom or a dad at home. They feel disconnected from their partner because they don't even have the energy to give. So in me just solving, being part of the solution to solve the corporate America problem, what I realize as an extra benefit is I'm helping families come closer together. I'm helping people fix broken marriages. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. But I had to go through the years of suffering and figure out the problem on my own so that I could help other people. And now my work is really starting to expand, because not only am I helping people just get out of corporate jobs, as I built a thriving entrepreneurship, now I can do entrepreneur coaching and help other people build their business. There's a great example of questions 3 and 4 happening in the news right now. What are the problems you see that inspire you to take action? Also, what are the traumas you've overcome that you can help other people avoid? Have you seen what LeBron James is doing in his hometown of Akron, Ohio? He's built this state-of-the-art school for at-risk children. Everybody who comes there gets a free bike. They get free supplies. They get a free breakfast and lunch and snacks because so many kids just don't even have food on the table when they get home at night. If you complete the program, you have a free college tuition if you graduate the school. You know, LeBron James was a guy that had basketball as an outlet to keep him from getting into trouble in a pretty rough neighborhood in Akron, Ohio. And he wanted to make sure that other kids never had to fall off the path. So if you look up the article, it's so amazing. And what I love is that some of the counseling they're doing for these kids is actually trauma-informed, which if you followed my work and know what I'm about, I'm all about this idea of healing emotional trauma in order to bring your purpose to life. So you can say what you want about LeBron as a basketball player, or, you know, certainly my listeners in Cleveland right now, disappointed that he left to go to the Lakers, but you can't argue that this is a man who has truly found his purpose beyond playing basketball. You know, there are so many lives that are going to change, and I was just so moved when I saw that story. So the 4 questions to help you build a purposeful career. What do you love to do? A couple subset questions under that. What were the things that you loved as a child? You know, what are the things you're good at? What would you do if you won Powerball and money was no issue? Question number 2, what do you get lost in? What are the activities where seconds can go by and feel like minutes because you're just so locked into the zone? Get clear on that and it will lead you to a purposeful career. Number 3, what are the problems you see in the world that inspire you to take action? And number 4, what are the traumas or problems that you've overcome or you're in the process of overcoming that you can help other people avoid? Now, this is all great in theory, but I want to tell you that these 4 questions in and of themselves aren't the end-all be-all. We want to have a discussion here about what's going to get in the way of you taking these questions, starting to create your blueprint for your next career, but really taking action on it. And this is the stuff that I love to do as a coach, is really help people get in there and remove those hidden blocks. Because on some level, I think everybody knows what it is you want to do. You've just got a lot of stories around it. You know, I hear it all the time. Well, I can't earn money doing what I love. Or, hey, Dan, I've got a family to support. I can't make this career transition. So let's get clear and just call it out now. What are the things that are going to block you from building a purpose-driven career? Number 1, you believe that your purpose will hurt your family. You believe that if you have to go backwards financially for a period of time and you're not buying that Disney cruise for the family every summer, or that you have to make some cutbacks in the budget, that it's going to cause pain for your family. And the reality is, what really causes pain for your family is you not showing up as the best version of yourself. You not embodying and being a role model of what it means to live your purpose is actually hurting your kids, because eventually they're going to get stuck in a soul-sucking career where they're going through the motions and just learn to live with it because, well, it's what my parents did. Trust me, I hear that from adult clients now. It's actually a generational pattern in many, many instances. Number 2, here's the other thing that's going to block you from taking this information and building a purposeful career. You feel like you have to have a perfect plan before you get started. Not true. This coaching business was the 3rd iteration of what I thought I was going to do when I left corporate America. When I first started working with my own life coach, the only other things that I knew, I started with that question of, what do I like? What am I good at? Well, I enjoy writing and I really like theater. I was a musical theater major for a while in college. I know I'm going to write the next great American Broadway play. That's literally where I thought I was going to start. I've still got a couple scripts sitting here on my laptop. They're friggin' terrible, by the way. They're embarrassingly bad. They will never see the light of day. That is not false modesty on my part. But it was only in taking the first step and realizing, wait, this doesn't feel right. I don't feel like I'm really serving people by doing this, that I was able to sort of evolve and pivot and move forward. I was like, well, maybe I could become a coach for other people who feel creatively blocked and stuck. And then as I started doing that, I started helping people work through the patterns that hold you back and the self-limiting beliefs. And then eventually I arrived at being a career and life transition coach. So the plan will never be perfect. Your job is to take that courageous first step that courageous, messy first step. And when I say courageous, it doesn't mean that you're confident when you're doing it. Courage never feels like you're being brave in the moment. Courage feels like, oh shit, what am I doing? My nervous system is freaking out. But I'm gonna take this step and move forward anyway. That's really what courage feels like. We've got to get you out of this perfectionism plan and get you moving forward, taking grounded, inspired action every day. Another thing that's going to keep you from building a purposeful career is you think you've got to do it by yourself and that you can't ask for support. Nobody is able to make a life transformation alone. Everybody has had support on the way. There is a mentor, there is a coach, there is a therapist, there is somebody in your corner who has achieved the results you want and they can help you accelerate your process. All the way up the ladder, even to people like Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg. They had mentors who helped them on the path. Richard Branson, same thing. So you've got to be able to be vulnerable enough and allow yourself to receive support. Another thing that will keep you stuck when it comes to taking action and turning these questions into a purposeful career is the fact you can't see beyond your current circumstances in your life. Wherever you're at right now, wherever you're feeling stuck, is really just a product of the beliefs you've had up until this point. But you can change a belief. We do it all the time in this country. There was a time we believed that the earth was flat. We believed in racial segregation. We believed women didn't have the right to vote. Eventually, we can change a belief, though. And in fact, we need to if we're going to become evolved as a society, or certainly evolve and grow as a person. So work with a coach who can help you really get under the hood of the car and change those beliefs that are keeping you stuck and keeping you spinning your wheels. And that eventually leads to the final point, which is you can't really step into a purposeful career without doing the work to heal your emotional trauma. Go back and listen to the episode I did with Mastin Kipp a few episodes back about hacking your nervous system, healing emotional trauma. That does become the name of the game, because if you have a belief that is keeping you stuck, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I have to put everybody else first, I need the approval of other people before I can get started, I've got to take care of everyone else in my life before I take care of myself. If you've got those beliefs, trust me, there is a trauma somewhere underneath it. There is a moment in time you made that belief. You weren't born to not be courageous. There's no way. I mean, just watch your own kids. Do they not do crazy shit that really scares you? You see them jumping off the top of like the jungle gym and you're afraid they're gonna break their leg. You're like, oh my God, don't do that. Those first couple steps as a toddler, when they're all wobbly and they're trying to learn how to walk and then they fall on their face and sometimes they bust their lip open. You know, a child doesn't give up and say, yeah, I'm good. I'm just gonna crawl everywhere the rest of my life. They get back up. They try again. They have the courage to keep going. But there is a moment in time when you lost that courage, that you gave it up. When you get clear on what the emotional trauma is, then you can start to heal your self-limiting beliefs. And beliefs are what drive the emotions that you feel. Do you not feel very different emotions when you tell yourself, well, I'm not good enough, I'm a piece of garbage, this is as good as my life is ever gonna get? What do you feel in that moment? Hopeless, scarcity, fear, sadness? And when you're feeling those four emotions, that leads to the actions that you take. And disempowering emotions typically lead to inaction, or certainly disempowering actions, which lead to the same unfortunate outcomes and results in your life. But if you're able to heal your emotional trauma and come up with more empowering beliefs, I am worthy, I am good enough, I am supported, my desires aren't wrong, in fact, they were given to me by my creator, then you're gonna feel more positive emotions, determined, optimistic, positive, happy, joyful. And those emotions will cause you to take very different action, usually inspired, powerful action. And when you're showing up and consistently taking inspired, powerful action, you're going to end up getting the results. Might not happen right away, right? Because, you know, it takes time. There's a gestation period involved in our dreams. If you've ever had a kid, you didn't get pregnant and pop it out of the oven like 2 weeks later. There's 9 months. It takes time for a baby to grow into a human being from a zygote, you know, and develop hair and eyes and hearts and lungs. So you got to be patient in that. But when you're taking the determined action, it will always work out. And the action is determined by the emotions and the beliefs. This is why it is so hard to change your life in a vacuum and do it by yourself. Expert mentorship, support, implementation, It is everything. So perhaps that is your first action step, is to find somebody who can help you speed this up. Can you do it alone? I'm sure you can. I'm sure eventually you could get there. The question is do you want to change your life? Do you want to give the best version of yourself to the world, to your family, to your loved ones? Do you want to do that in the next 6 months? Or do you want to wait and do it 15 years from now? The choice is yours, my friend. And if there's anything that I can do to help you on your journey, you know, as always, you can reach out to me, fill out an application at my website, creativesoulcoaching.net. And as soon as you do that, we can jump on the phone for a complimentary 30-minute discovery call. Would love to talk more about your hopes, your dreams, where you're feeling stuck, and how I can help you close that gap. It is my life's work. So many amazing stories. I got to brag about one of my clients who wanted to leave her corporate career to start her own business. And she had already gone through all the paperwork, set up her LLC. She had everything all done, but had been sitting on it, I think, for like 2 years and not taking action. She had a business on paper, but was doing nothing to bring it to life. And within 4 weeks of working together, she walked away from the job. She started her business. And another 8 weeks after that, she had made more money in 60 days than she could in a 60-day span in the corporate job. So this idea that I can't make money in my purpose, totally BS. This client was making literally 5 figures a month right out of the gate. It was so awesome. I'm so proud of her. It was an honor to serve her. She's an incredible woman. And, you know, now I'm just sitting here going, who's next? Let's create some more action. So creativesoulcoaching.net is the way to find me. Of course, you can always continue to engage with me and our tribe of people globally who are listening to the podcast. The Life Amplified Power Tribe is awesome. We got a link for that for you to join us in the show notes so you can click through and get in that group. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for spending this few minutes with me today. It is such an honor and privilege to serve you. Thank you for making me part of this weekly routine. If you have any questions, if you have any ideas for future show topics, get in there in the Facebook group. Let me know. I am here to serve you. In the meantime, turn down the volume on your negativity. Turn up the volume on your purpose, boo. It's time for you to get out there and live life amplified. I'll talk to you next time.